Midday update of the stock market, April 29, 12:09 p.m. Eastern Time. And I had some questions here. People were wondering about the gap lower today in the cash market, and the market couldn't even pick its head up, and now it's off 86 points. It's heading for 4,200 on the cash S&P 500. Yes, someday that gap will be filled. I've marked it on my chart. I'll show that in future videos. Market's going up someday, somehow, some way back to 4,300. But this decline is a little more in line with what the model is suggesting, that it really has not established a level three bottom. So I just, it's understandable why it's pulling back here to finish off the month. But I think what it's also warning us is we'll probably see some yo-yo roller coaster trade next week, up and down, as they try to deal with the various reports next week. We got the PMI coming out Monday. We got more PMIs on Wednesday. We got the employment jobs report on Friday, plus the normal weekly initial jobless claims on Thursday. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, we got the Federal Reserve meeting, with Wednesday as the result of that meeting and likely a hike in interest rates. It's just a matter of what sizable interest rates. Interest rate futures, the bond market and interest rates and the futures I watch are all pushing interest rates higher today. That may be concerning the market a little bit too here. Does look like our model worked, that we recently had a level three bottom, level three top, and now a level three bottom this week. And interest rates are probably going to move to a new high for the year as of next week. Now, what are we looking for downside potential here? Well, earlier in the week, the market bottomed around an old downside objective that had turned out to be somewhat of support, and that's around 4,189 in the cash S&P 500. This week, the low of the week is almost exactly at the 4,160.11 level, which is mid-range for our target. And so if you wanted me to pick one single price, that would have been that price, and the market actually bottomed at it. It was precise. It was precision. That doesn't always occur, okay? Now, the key is it may stop going down now into early next week at those two levels. If it can't hold and needs to take out the current low of this week, the next level is 4,130.61, okay? So the hourly chart's already starting to get oversold, but it's not deeply oversold. I really think probably next week they're going to put this back up at some point, and we still have that level three top due sometime next week and early following. So I still think there's going to be some buying coming, but it does look like they're trying to pull this down into Monday, which would be the better time for a level three bottom, put it back up, level three top, and then probably lower in the next couple of weeks, unless they like something out of all the data next week and the Federal Reserve and its rate hikes. So some of you also asked, could I come up with more defined lower objectives down near 4,000, because I show you just the futures prices. So I calculated just for cash, come up with something a little bit different, but pretty close to what I was talking about for the futures. And that is, if it can't hold that 4,130 level, if it can't find something around the psychological level of 4,100, then our targets are 4,055, 4,026, and 3,994. And of course, the psychological level of 4,000 is in that range. And it turns out that mid-level of 4,026 is close to that, or within that 4,020 gap for the cash market that some people have been talking about this week, that they think that's where it's going, okay? So keep an eye on all those levels. Could be potential downside targets, but also potential support where the selling stops and the buying begins and it bounces up off those levels, okay? So currently, interesting that the market couldn't even pick its head up after that overnight drop there on the Amazon stock news and others, okay? So the market really is concerned that even though some companies showing good results, making good money, good earnings, they're concerned about the ones that aren't, okay? And where are we going with that? Is the economy really slowing down? And keep in mind, come May 2nd, Monday, we'll get those PMIs, and we may learn that the economy slowed down more than what people were thinking relative to those PMIs. So it looks still weak at the knees here. Maybe it's going all the way down to 4,000 even next week, but I can see how it tries to stay in this 4,100 area for support, recovers, maybe even back towards that gap of 4,300. Then maybe it comes down to that 4,000, okay? Lots of little twists and turns can occur here over the next 2 to 3 weeks, but because of the NASDAQ, I'm suspicious that, you know, it might be risky to buy here until we get that bottom around mid to late May for the NASDAQ. The S&P 500, if they would beat it hard, I can see that bottoming ahead of the NASDAQ. I may be a buyer next week, but I can't be a buyer here even if they put it up on me. I'm just concerned later on, the S&P 500 will just say, you know what, I give up. I'm going down with the NASDAQ. So, any rate, fascinating behavior today. Yesterday, they were so gung-ho of putting it down to fill the gap, run it right back up to fill the next gap. And here today, they couldn't even pick its head up to fill the gap. They just decided to sell, sell, sell. All right, yesterday, I also think there was lower volume in the futures. I really think there was a significant portion of players that were just watching the market. And we had a bunch of day traders, very short-term traders saying, let's put it up and fill that gap. And then when they got the bad news of Amazon, it's kind of like that team, if you will, or group, has flipped to the sell side. But I think we're now bringing in some of those people from the sidelines as of yesterday. I think they're probably selling today as well. Still doesn't look like a healthy market right at the moment, but I don't think we're far off from a significant bottom here. It's just a matter, is it going to take 2 to 3 weeks, or is it possible we get the lowest price here by next week or something? All right, so that's all I've got for you at noon. Crude oil still looks strong. You can draw a trend line in recent weeks where the price is bumping up against that trend line, so it's finding a little less demand at least. But it's not due for level 3 top to next week. So I'm wondering if it won't pop through that line. But I'm also wondering if next week, if the stock market's soft, interest rates are higher still, I just wonder if they won't sell crude oil sometime next week as well. It kind of looks like it ought to be down into mid-month, kind of along with what we're looking for the NASDAQ and somewhat for the Dow Jones and S&P 500 stock index. Dollar backing off on some of its highs, but my gosh, it looks extremely strong. I'm really wondering how high is that going to run. And that dollar versus Japan yen, take a look at that chart, just exploding here. And a lot of people are concerned, what does that really mean for the future of not just Japan's economy, but what's trickling around the world here in these markets? Okay, thank you. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results.